If you are interested in starting your own podcast, we use Buzzsprout because it is simple and easy to use. Buzzsprout can get your show listed on every major platform while giving you the resources for a great podcast website, audio players that can drop into other websites, detailed analytics to see how people are listening to your podcast, and tools to promote your episodes. Podcasting isn't hard when you have the right partners, and that is why over 100,000 podcasters are already subscribed to Buzzsprout to get their message out to the world. Following the link in our episode descriptions lets Buzzsprout know that we sent you. So in return, you will receive a $20 Amazon gift card from Buzzsprout while signing up for a paid plan. Most importantly, every subscription through our link is always appreciated and helps support our show so we can continue delivering the quality content that you guys listen to. That being said, back to the show.
Hello and welcome to Comic Book Junkies. I'm Andrew.
This is Joe.
And we're coming back at you. We said we're going to hit you with the topic. Truth be told, still been a little bit busy. Didn't really come up with a topic that I felt comfortable with. So we figured that we're going to try something a little bit more casual. Basically, the first episode of the Comic Book Junkie experience. We're just two dudes shitting around. You know, shouts out to Dudesy for that expression. But anywho, that is what this is. No real format this time, I'd say. I'll probably, you know, I just got back from my honeymoon, for those of you who care. So that means that I obviously went comic hunting if I'm going to be out of state, since I don't get to do it all that often anymore. Hope to do more of that moving forward. But, you know, I'll recount a little bit of that, some recent pickups for probably the two of us, and then just whatever the hell else we feel like chatting about. But before we get into it, how's it going, Joe? How's your day been?
Pretty good. Did some comic book shopping myself, but, you know, just getting back from New York and talking about that in our last episode, I'm excited to hear about Florida first.
Oh, you're not gonna be. But, you know, it wasn't all as cracked up to be. And you know what? Also, too, day of recording, I also had to go back to do some comic shopping. Hit the local shop for the first time in a couple weeks. I know, so long between visits, but found some nice goodies there. Screw it. I haven't posted them to the IG yet. You know, by the time you hear this, they may be up there. But I got a Silver Age Catwoman, Lois Lane issue 70. Well, Superman's girlfriend, Lois Lane issue 70. Had one a while back. It was kind of a beater. Sold it. Wanted to always get a new one. They all shot up in price. But then I went in there and it was like I time traveled and prices were like they were almost 10 years ago. So had to snag that. Grabbed a couple other small books. But what's up? You got something on your mind?
I do. It really is like going back in time lately. I was talking to my wife on the car ride to my LCS today. And I said, I love the buying market. Like, I don't care if I lose value in every single key issue I have. I kind of just want to collect them all. And for that fact, like, it's just like, if they appreciate again, like, cool. You know what I mean? But like, I love that I can just go into a comic book store and get like a decent key again for a decent price.
I'm right there with you. I was even talking with the, you know, shop owner, keep, whatever. Shouts out Gary. I don't know if you'll ever hear this, but shouts out Gary. We were just chopping it up since I hadn't seen him in a while. And yeah, he was saying the same thing. He was talking about like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles they bought. He's like, anything, you know, from like 2020 up until the, you know, basically about a year ago, or, you know, up until this year, you were buying at the height of the market. And while, you know, we're collectors first, I mean, it definitely doesn't hurt that one, we probably do have expensive taste and we do like the finer things, but, you know, you shave a little bit off of that, even with what we bought them at, you know, maybe we break even, maybe we lose a little. That's not like the biggest deal in the world to me, because like you said, I just love being able to walk in and buy something cool, that adrenaline rush, you know, get the blood pumping, because it sucks when the market's overinflated like that. Your buying power is crap. And I mean, like, yeah, your books are worth a lot, but we're not like sellers like that. So it's like, who really cares?
Yeah, I'll take the feeling of buying a nice book over knowing that my collection's appreciating. Like back during like pandemic time, like it was fun just like kind of going through my key issues and kind of pricing them, but like that's nowhere as near fun as going into a comic book store and buying something for a decent price. And then it just, another thing to be grateful for is just like, you're absolutely right, like the buying power. Like I was buying so many key issues during the pandemic, and there's never really a good time to quit buying per se.
No,
but it's just like, in retrospect, it's just like I could have got those same exact books for way cheaper now, and then alternatively those books that I bought are worth way less now. So I don't know, I just, there's nothing I can't think of any bad things to say about the buying market. It's got me really back into comics.
Yeah, I mean, one, it's the law of averages. I mean, if you just, you buy when it's high and you buy when it's low, it'll even out. And two, as I was talking with Gary about, the price has come down, but unless you sell, you're not technically losing money. You know, you're losing theoretical money, but if you hold, you technically don't lose until you do sell. So, you know, who knows what the future of the market's like, but whatever, bro.
You know what is crazy, though? Books that are still expensive in a buying market. Like, I was hoping that, like, those Silver Age clay faces would have come down by now. They really haven't. Those Wally Wests haven't come down. Don't think they will. And even more modern stuff. Like, I was looking at that Batman 608 second print, and I don't know if it's just because that stupid foil variant came out for Batman Week recently, but like you can't touch that book on eBay for less than $300 right now. So
Well, here's where you're probably going to be upset. So, you know, let's get into Florida talk a little bit. I saw that exact book slabbed 9-something. Nice. I'm pretty sure it was like $250. Like, for a 608 second print, that Jim Lee cover where he's standing on like the rooftop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they had one for a pretty solid price. It was in the 200 range for sure, because I remember getting geeked about it. But, bro, let me just, you know, let's just get into Florida real quick since you brought that up. Bro, this store was sick. But let me preface that by telling you, I went to Tampa. Okay, we were in Tampa, well, around Tampa. We were staying in St. Pete's. Not a whole lot to do in St. Pete Beach. Just literally sit on the beach and, like, eat food, really. So we went to the aquarium in downtown Tampa one day. That was fun, you know, touch some fucking starfish and some fucking bullshit. And then we're like, you know, we're out here. I want to go look at some comics, Jazz. Come on. So she's like, sure, why not? And I'm like, okay, so I start Googling and there's literally 20 shops that pop up. I'm like, okay, we're not going to hit 20 of them. We're probably not even going to hit like six. So I'm like, let's just pick the first three or four that are all near. We'll hit them. First one, an unorganized mess. Like, I went in, they were nice. Like, best book was like one of those first, what is it? Dinah Lance, the Justice League, like 75. I don't know the exact number. You know what I'm talking about with the her giant legs and whatever on the Justice League cover and, you know, everybody all strewn about. They had one of those. That was like the best book. The wall books were not really quality of wall books, in my opinion. Maybe, you know, I'm not trying to denigrate anybody and I'm not saying any shop names. So, you know, you're clear. But let me tell you, Tampa was rough to start. And then, like, they mixed in back issues with current issues and they were only surrounding all of the walls. When you went to the bins, the only bins were unorganized dollar bins, which didn't let them, like, it didn't tell you that. Like, everything was just weird. Like, you'd see, like, first appearance of Anarchy from Detective Comics, like, right next to, like, New 52 Detective Comics, like, on the same wall. It was, I was like, okay, let's get the fuck out of here. Drove, like, 5 minutes down the road, went to this other one. We were driving through, it was, like, next to, like, a memorabilia place for, like, movies and, Mexican restaurant. So they had it smelled good, but we walk in there, there's weird hip hop playing, which I was like, kind of cool. And the bins were like, okay, so for reference, I'm like 5'10 on, I guess, on a good day. These boxes were like literally like 6 foot tall. You had to stand on flimsy folding chairs to look at them. I did that for a second. I mean, I lost a little bit of weight, but I ain't a small guy. And I was like, I don't trust the integrity of this chair. I'm not digging through these damn bins. Because when I did, it was all junk anyways. Walk up to the front. I'm like, what are your back issue? What's your wall books look like? Not a single book that belonged on a wall. I'll tell you that much. But like, I swear to God, Tampa's like stuck in the 90s. Every book, like their best books were like 90s detective comics. It's like everybody fucking bought Night Quest and then held on to it. And then opened up a brick and mortar. So I was like, oh Jesus Christ, it smelled like tamales in there. That was the best part of it. I was like, all right Jazz, let's go. And then we hit one more on the way back. Oh, man, it was so dumb. They had like coverless stuff, like taped to the walls or like stuck to the walls, and they kind of had like their best book was a Web of Spider-Man 1, which I'm like, okay, your best book's $30. So I was like, okay, let's get the hell out of here. So I was like angry. I was like, let's go to Raising Cane's. Let's go to this one last comic shop I did some research on. And if that sucks, then I'm done with comics. I'm going to go back home. I'm going to go to my LCS and I'm going to fucking blow a wad on some Aquaman Silver Age keys that they had shown me the week before. But let me tell you, I'll give them a shout out. Emerald City Comics. It's like going to
Mecca.
Like, no, it's like if you I don't know why I'm so secretive. Big Ben's Comics, they're gang. I love Big Ben's. It's like going to Big Ben's and Comic-Con in one store. I'll say Big Ben's has way better back issues as far as bins, or, you know, as far as like actual back issues go, like digging through bins. You'll find cooler, older stuff, bang for buck. But when it comes to wall books, Emerald City had literally two walls of wall books and like floor to ceiling. Nuts. I'm talking, I left a Rip, first appearance of Rip Hunter in Showcase for like $220. They had that first Silver Age Aquaman in Adventure 260, or it's like his first Silver Age origin for like $150. They had a G.I. Joe for $99. They had like a first Silver Age Clayface for $350. They had what I got, about a 1.8 2.0 attached and complete Avengers 8, first Kang the Conqueror. I'll tell you, about $300. I'll take it all day. They had two nicer copies too. They had a 4.0 for like $8, and they had a 6.0 for well over $1,000. So I was, you know, sitting there. I'm like, well, I'll take that then. Because, you know, I haven't bought like a major key since about January, because I was like, it's wedding time. I can't spend anything too substantial on any one book. But this place was nuts. I'm telling you, you, Juan, Ted, everybody would love to go in there. I was like, you've seen me get flustered at Comic-Con. I'm like, oh, do I do this? Oh, do I do this? And I'm, oh, Jazz is the only one there with me, and she does not know or care. And I'm like, which one do I do? I was like, there's about like six books up there that I want to get. And I was like, well, this one's this. And she's just staring at me. She's like, I don't know. I'm like, God damn. But I'm telling you, that joint was sweet. Pretty helpful, guys. It was like Ben's away from home, kind of. So like, it's good to know that there are those caliber stores out there. You just got to know where to look. And that's in Pinellas Park for anybody who's from Florida, about 15 minutes from St. Pete's. It's legit. I mean, they had a big parking lot. It's like a warehouse almost, like in the, like off a business drive in like the suburbs. It was very cool. I also got a Flash 140 from there. The first appearance of Heatwave. They're asking about $90. I mean, that's pretty close to market, maybe a skosh under. So I felt pretty good about it. You know, I love a Flash book. So to get a Kang and a first Heatwave on my honeymoon, I felt pretty pumped. But I'm telling you, good store. If you're ever in Florida, go.
No, I mean, coming home with those on your honeymoon is a really cool experience. But you were saying something about that 608 second print.
Yeah, so they probably are selling it online. So, you know, we got a little bit of a delay here. So if you want to look into it, Joe, you can look up Emerald City Comics. I'm sure they still have it. They did when I was there, and that was just about a week ago at this time. Yeah, it was slabbed. It was in the nines, and I remember seeing it on there. Facebook or Instagram, it was in the 200 range. It was like fairly priced. I considered it until I saw like 1,000 other books I wanted. And I'm talking, they had high tier stuff, Golden Age. They had like first full Wolverines everywhere, giant size, any book you could think of. They basically had.
How nice was that Rip Hunter, by the way? You don't see nice those enough, too often.
Nice enough for me to almost regret not getting it. If I didn't get the Kang, I was going to get the Rip Hunter. But I figured, you know, do I want a Kang the Conqueror? Or, you know, is like, do I see Rip Hunter shooting up anytime soon? Probably not. So I'm like, I can wait on Rip Hunter. The demand's not there, you know.
Isn't the actor back for Kang too?
I have no idea, bro. He got canceled. And then did you see his PR thing where like there's like two school kids fighting, and then like all of a sudden he was there like breaking it up? Someone was like recording on like a laptop. I was like, you're telling me just Kang popped up out of nowhere at this school to break up a fight? Good PR move, guy. Fucking crazy. The good news is, which I don't know how much I love the multiverse crap at Marvel this soon in the game, I guess, but if they got a recast, they can just say that there's a variant of Kang. So at least they gave themselves an out if you know, he's gonna be a ne'er-do-well. I mean, he's living up to the villain term, apparently, yeah, allegedly. Just,
what do you call that when they act
method
like
actor?
A, yeah, he's a method actor. That's all that is.
Allegedly.
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 Yeah, truth be told, I went to my shop today because they posted on their social media a Conan the Barbarian issue 24. I have 23. I bought 20. So let me rewind. When I bought 23, the comic book store I went to had both 23 and 24, but I'm just like, I don't really want to come out of pocket for both. So I preferred 23, thinking it's the actual first appearance, but it's kind of
cool.
Well,
I hope you don't come
in
your pocket.
Yeah,
My bad.
No, you're
carry
good.
On, brother.
Yeah. So I go, they post it like literally last night at like 5 o'clock. They close at 7. So I go there first thing in the morning and this thing's already gone, dude. I can't stand that. It's just like, I mean, fair enough. Early bird gets the worm, but it's just like, I feel like I'm penalized because I don't live close, but that's
you're telling me
problem.
No, but it's an everyone problem, bro, because I won't name your shop, but there has been multiple occasions where they have severely underpriced major keys. Granted, they're low grade, and I literally hit them up. I'm like, I will pay you that, like, credit card, like, kind of pay over the phone, hold it, I'll come get it, like, guarantee you, I'll give you it. No, we only sell to in-store, and we don't do holds, we don't do anything. And I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, I'll pay you more than what you're asking for you to hold it and give it to me. Like, I want it, but I'm not driving an hour and a half. I can't just drop everything to do that. And in one case, it was a Green Goblin. Like, it was like a 1.8 or like a 1.0. But I was like, I don't care, I will pay you. And they said no. And then they did the same thing with a Black Widow. And now I just, like, I don't think about that shop unless I'm literally in the car with you and you're taking me there. Then I'll be like, oh, cool, I'll see what they got. Their policies annoy me.
Yeah, me too. I lost a 608 there too, doing the same thing and a few other books. But no, what I will say though is that I've been having fun with modern books again too. Like, I organize my pull online to be picked up at that store essentially.
Yeah.
And for the first time ever, I'm collecting over 10 different series, which is nuts. Like, yeah. I didn't realize how quick this stuff added up. Let me even pull it up just so we can give our listeners an idea of, like, kind of what
so
we
I think
to read.
Like, I think I'm at like 8 right now, but I'm debating adding a 9th, which I don't know if you added it yet, but I'm honestly debating that Transformers book that just come out from Image or is coming out.
No, by the time this episode releases, this Transformers series will already be out. However, I intend on collecting it too. So
it looks cool.
Yeah, it does look cool. So I'm excited about that. I feel like they can kind of start doing some new things with those characters or universe and whatever. But, you know, everything from like all the Mark Waid World's Finest stuff, whether it's Batman and Superman or even the Teen Titans.
Teen Titans.
Yes, both are fire. I just got through reading issues 2 and 3, and I think it's just as good as Batman Superman World's Finest. So
I love it.
I'm very excited about where comic books are right now. Batman and Robin was excellent. I just picked up Captain America. That seems decent. I'm trying The Flash. I wasn't as big of a fan as I wanted to be. I usually like to give things the first 5 issues if they're kind of interesting. So I'll keep you guys posted, but it didn't blow my mind. There's some things I'm reading too that are just kind of average, but like still decent enough to pick up, like Green Arrow. Immortal Thor is new. Justice Society of America. Moon Knight, that's ending. Might be my least favorite, but still pretty good. Shazam. Superman's been excellent. Superman, The Days of Lex Luthor. And then lastly, I'm also going to be adding another title that probably won't be out by the time that you guys hear this. So just a heads up, I don't know if it'll be any good, but I am gonna start on Superior Spider-Man Volume 2.
Interesting.
I mean, it just, I feel like I have like purpose to go to the store more often. And then because it's such a buying market, like I'm buying more minor keys. Like last time I was there, I got the first appearance of Red X, that Teen Titans Go 23.
Sick.
$20. So like
dumb.
I don't know. Just again, like you said, the law of averages. I don't know. I'm just having fun with it again.
Yeah, it's awesome. Buying books has been more fun and they have been more affordable. I mean, that's something that even like Gary was talking about. He's like, they're all softening. Like, and you know what is also fun? Shouts out, Glenn. I got a comic book as a gift for the wedding. And well, I didn't even notice until like we were carrying it in. I was like, why the hell is there like a square and like Batman wrapping paper? And I I opened it up. I was like, I honestly thought it was Juan, but I was like, it could only be a handful of people. And then this past weekend, I found out it was Glenn. I got a first appearance of the Silver Samurai for the wedding. So I'm like, cool. It's a nice little memory book. I got a Mylar it and everything. I've got some new halfbacks on the way, but or did I get fullbacks this time? I put an order in, so those should be coming tomorrow. I got a
Do you prefer one to the other?
To be real with you, when I think the first time I started ordering them was during the pandemic, so there was kind of supply shortages. I had intended to get full backs, but didn't really know what the hell I was doing. So they only had halfbacks available, so I bought those, and I didn't notice a problem. I mean, I double up on all of them anyways, and they've been perfect for me. I ran out recently, though, so I've been using like my normal like BCW regular size boards, but then like it fits the Silver Age books okay, but it doesn't fill the bag completely. So I'm going to have to go through, and any books that I did those bags or boards for, I'm going to have to go and replace them with halfbacks or fullbacks. I already forgot what I ordered, but I'm going to have to go through and replace a few of those soon because I don't know, for continuity's sake. But yeah, I got those coming. And then I saw one on, oh yeah, I went to another shop. I don't remember. That might have been in Largo, or was it actually in St. Pete's? Either way, same general area. That was the first shop I went to. They were the second best shop. Still pretty unorganized, but they actually had wall books worth buying, kind of some stuff that you wanted. They actually had a really good price on an Anthro first appearance there. I felt bad like leaving it there, but I didn't really need it so much, and I didn't want to blow my load prematurely when I hadn't gone to any other comic shops yet. But speaking of that store, they did have a Batman 657, which I really wanted to get. I think it was like $20, but it had some spine ticks. And then the top, because it, you know, it's a white cover, it had like black scuffing across the top. And I was just like, well, I'm here, I could literally just get it, it'd be in my minor key box, who cares? But ultimately, I talked myself out of it, because for the same price on eBay, I could get a near mint copy. So that's what I did. I just ordered one of those too, when I ordered those halfbacks. Or fullbacks. I'm going to keep correcting myself because I literally am, I don't know. But I wanted to complete the trifecta because Juan sent us a picture of his 657 that he got. So both of y'all had one. I was like, well, I want one. And Big Ben's didn't have one today either. So I was like, well, good thing I locked in, because I want the set too. Now that I got a 656 and we both got both of the 655 covers.
I think it's the first him as Robin too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So,
or yeah, at least first in the costume or something, because somewhere along the line, Batman and Robin 1 becomes like a key of him being Robin 2, like the to some degree. I don't remember anymore. There's so many, you know, semantics with this.
For
but
sure.
from Speaking the Morrison run,
Damian, though, are you caught up on your poll? Have you picked up Batman and Robin?
No, I haven't read it yet.
So good.
I believe it. I remember it got pulled, I think, while I was on my honeymoon or just before. So I haven't had a chance to go out there, because my pull list comic shop is like a half hour away. My fun comic shop is like 5 minutes away. So I go like literally once or maybe once a month, but I can just, you know, I manage mine online as well, and I pay for it online. They just hold it for me. So it's just a matter of making it out there.
Heads up for new books. I don't know that you care, but kind of on brand, actually. I didn't even think of it. You know that 608 we've been talking about, and then they got that Jim Lee Superman cover as well.
Oh, the Wonder Woman.
Yeah. So Jim Lee is going to be doing a Wonder Woman second printing of the new Wonder Woman series. I'm not going to be collecting that title because I'm not a big Tom King fan at all, actually. But I am interested in that cover. There's going to be like a regular cover and then just like a virgin foil version of it. So I don't
olive
know
oil.
What they're going to. But yeah, I'm going to be getting my sticky pockets
cocoa butter
on, some of them.
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't really been buying any new books. I mean, my pull list is basically yours, but without the Captain America and the Flash. Basically, and I haven't been buying too many modern books, but I'm kind of growing more open to them again. But they're a tricky business.
They are a tricky business. I feel like a bunch of new characters have been coming out, and I've been falling into a little bit of trap of getting some of the ratio variants of these first appearance of characters, but I feel like none of them are taking off. So maybe this is just the 90s all over again, and I need to relax.
Like, I don't know if, like, they've really pulled the wool over my eyes, or, like, I'm really just a simple man. But, like, I feel like there is promise in the characters they're introducing, but I feel like there's just kind of a general gross mismanagement of these new characters, where they introduce them, they give them a cool little premise, and then they just kind of, I don't know, float into nowhere for a while because they don't know what to do with them. I mean, Yara Flor, case in point, they had a whole new Wonder Girl. They gave her, like, a mini series that used to be an ongoing, and then what? And then,
right,
you know,
like you got Flatline, you got Yara Floor, you got Trinity, you got Kid Venom, whatever you want to call
it. Gives a shit. Venom Jr.
Yeah. Red Canary. It's just like, should be cool.
On paper, cool. Just what do they do?
The only one that seemed like it actually is still holding ground is Spider-Boy, which maybe I get issue one of the new series, but I'm not putting that on my pull either. That's for sure.
No, I might flip through it, but nothing seems generally enticing. It's honestly hard to buy anything outside of like the core characters nowadays. So, but at the same time, the reading's honestly been relatively good. Like we said, like if you stuck with us, I mean, or, you know, you've made your own conclusions. But I mean, everything in this market, whether it's collecting, investing, or honestly just reading, it's all cyclical. It ebbs and flows, and sometimes it rules, sometimes it sucks dog crap. But you know what? You got to kind of weather the storm because you are a comic junkie, and kind of just, you get wise to what they're doing. I mean, if you can't see it, I feel bad for you. You'll learn eventually. But, you know, there's always a gimmick or, you know, I don't know. But is it me or is like the, what is up with DC events? I mean, we got a little bit, a tiny bit of time here. But can I just make one quick statement? Because I gave up on reading these events. Finally, every once in a while, Joe or I would tell the other, like, hey, this event actually looks kind of decent. We'd read like two of them. We'd be like, yeah, it's pretty cool. And then like by the fourth one, we're like, Jesus Christ, when's it going to end? I want to already sell it. But what about them doing Death Metal and then Dark Knights, Dark Metal or whatever the fuck it's called? And then they just went into that Nightmare thing that they just did. Why is like every single event at least at DC just like 90s Halloween jerk off fest lately? Like they can't come up with anything else other than nightmares and demons and evil versions of the character. Like it's every event now. And you know, maybe that's a little bit of hyperbole, but it's literally been like three or four events straight where it's just this guy is bad or these are demon versions of Wonder Woman and Batman. You can thank
people like Tom King and Zack Snyder for crap like that. And it's just like they're pulling the wool over, wool over, you know, their eyes right now and just letting them get away with writing teenage.
Whatever.
Like emo crap.
But it is emo crap, but it's just like, why are we disrupting the flow of like the actually vaguely successful soft relaunch of the line to just 2 months of just nightmare edgy crap like you'd find at like Spencer's? It's like, I don't get it. You know what I mean? Like we literally had like Shazam like three issues in and they're like, yeah, we're taking 2 months off because Shazam's having nightmares now and it fucking sucks. It's literally just filler. Like they're not trying to weave a story that's like good. They're just like, hey, let's just fucking crap on some pages and shove it through the press. But that
thanks,
aside,
Scott Snyder too.
All the Snyders, dude. Only good Snyder makes pretzels. But
that's a good way to wrap things up.
Yeah, we'll leave it there. Wrap it up like a little pretzel. Yeah. But you know what? We didn't discuss it beforehand. What are we doing for you next time? You'll find out. And you know what? If you want to find out earlier, you might want to go to CBJ Pod. Hands up. I've been a little lazy on the posting. Not a great excuse, but I have been a busy boy. But getting back to it, we've got honestly a pretty mighty backlog of books we've been collecting that I can post. Obviously, stuff we'll be reading, stuff we'll be dropping for episodes. CBJ Pod on Instagram. Or you could type in Comic Book Junkies. You'll see our beautiful logo. Hit us up through there. Our email. We're on YouTube. We're not video still, but we are audio there. So that's like our backup in case anything happens to our podcast apps or anything like that. We are on there. But we are everywhere on podcasts. You'd know that if you're listening, but you can tell a friend. Rate, review, subscribe, stuff like that. Not going to beg. That's very generic. But it does help the algorithm, and the algorithm helps us branch out to make new junkies. And we love having junkie friends. And you know, all of you existing junkie friends, we appreciate you for sticking with us. And anybody who's new here, we appreciate you for at least listening. I don't got a whole lot left to add, Joe. Do you got anything you want to say to our fans?
No, I had fun doing a pretty laid back episode. Welcome back. And shout out Mr. and Mrs. Jasmine for getting married.
Hell yeah, dude. Mr. and Mrs. Jasmine, you had to be there.
With that, till next time, guys.
Later.